Chof Tishri, Dalet Chalamoid, Tuesday the 14th of October, Dain Dovidina, Mitzvah Sukkah.
Okay, I got my side, a bit mired. I'll discuss a subject matter that I've mentioned before, but Ein Beis HaMedrash B'li Chiddush try to add, and it's an important subject matter. Being Sukkahs, let's speak about the mitzvah sukkah and our weather. We hope that we still be mekayim somewhat of it. In Matei Ephraim, in Siman Tov Reish Kaf Hei, it says the following. It speaks about those who have sukkahs with roofs, and a roof on your sukkah. So he says the following, that unochoin, it is correct, sheyia gagis psukim, Bitchilas Kenisas Yom Tov. It is correct that the roofs should be open when Yom Tov comes in. So that was last week, Wednesday evening. Would it be correct that the roof should be open when Yom Tov comes in? For Gam B'Yom Tov Atzmoy, and even on Yom Tov itself, Im Ein Hayomim Ma'unonin, if it's not too cloudy, Bein Yishakor Avadov Hashem Yishar Matah, it doesn't look like it's just about to rain, Roy, it is correct, that the roofs should be open of our sukkahs, af im yesh loy asokim shimchutz l'sukkah. Even if you are occupied, you're going to go outside the sukkah, you're going to come to a shiur, I'll tell you away, leave your sukkah roof open, unless it is very likely to rain. Even if you're not using your sukkah roof, the roof should still be open. This is what the Matei Ephraim says. Now why should that be? I'm not using the sukkah. I'm out of the house. Why should that be? It's an elef lamata. It's in a Talmud there. Why should you have it open when the Yom Tov comes in? Kedei shetochul hakedusha. In order the kedusha of the sukkah should be chal, should take effect. Bitchilas leilis kadish hachag. As the Yom Tov comes in, the kedusha of the sukkah should be take effect on the sukkah. Yeah, lekabel ashkoras kedusha v'magag is segurim beisahi, and if the roof is closed at that time, ain't all of din sukkah, and we won't be zeicha to that kedusha, and that's why the roof should be open at that time. Okay, so that's for the beginning of sukkahs. What about the rest of sukkahs? Why today we'll be sitting here? Should we have our roof open? So he says like this. It says you should have it open. Would you like the Aleph Lamata? Would you like a Balei HaAvayim? Not like the general population. She sukosim segura kolim eichan. They keep their roofs closed all the time. Rak le'esa eichel peiskin. Only the time of eating they open it up. V'agra achila soigim miyad. And they say the others, they close it. Even if Shemayim zakim, even if there's no clouds, they still will close it. That shouldn't be. Ezum midan achayinus, incorrect. Lasher chelik loy bebino. Somebody who has a chelik in the understanding of the secrets of Torah shouldn't close his roof at times when he's not using it. So it looks like from here that this is more a Kabbalah Kedusha Dika Inyan than a Halachic Inyan. And I would like to perhaps suggest in the Matei Ephraim that we're talking about something very much which is Halachadik, not which is only Inyanim. And let me therefore share with you one or two points. There's a Maril. Hey there. Poske Ashkenazi there before the more earlier times. Writes the following. Maril in Hilchas Sukkah. And he says, he quotes a Gemara in the Sechas Sukkah, Dafkom Zion. There it says, Shal apotropos shel Agifas HaMelech. Agifas HaMelech had, I don't know what you should call it, but the man in charge of the affairs of his affairs, King Agrippa's house affairs. And he asked, as Gabeliezer the following question. Gruyani, he says about myself, I've got a shayla, Gabeliezer. Sheyeshi shtei noshim, I have two wives, Achas b'Tveria, one lives in Tveria, the Achas b'Sipuri, and one lives in Sipuri. Now sheyeshi v'sukkah v'sukkah, you know, part of me often want to be with wife number one, part of the altar with wife number two. I start off with one and go to the other. Can I go out from a sukkah to a sukkah? If I settle down first in Tzipuri with my wife, can I say, go on for the other part of sukkahs, go to Tveria and live with her in that sukkah? Amalei, so Rabbi Eliezer said, Loi, no. No, you can't. Shani Yoim, because I say, Hayoitze Misukah, Bitul Mitzvah Rishayna. Anybody who leaves his sukkah is the battle of Mitzvah Rishayna. This is a Gemara. And the Emes, they said, Machlit is in the Gemara, Dafkov Zion. Where there you've got, it says in the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is Ta'as Elecho Shivas Yomim. Chag HaSukkah is make 7 days. Is Rabbi Eliezer says in the Gemara, he says, Asei Sukkah, you're saying a sukkah, Horoi LeZion, a building that will be roi fit for 7 days, and Ein Oisin Sukkah B'chay LeMayad, Ve'ein Eyotza Misukkah LeSukkah. He says that he learns out for the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is Ta'as Elecho Shivas Yomim, that you've got to have not only a sukkah that can stand for 7 days, but you are going to use that for 7 days, and that will be your sukkah for all 7 days. And if in the middle of sukkahs, you go out of your sukkah to another sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, you've lost your mitzvah of the first days. Because your sukkah is going to be one sukkah for all 7 days. And if you go to any other sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov, boom, your old mitzvah in the past goes away also, not only in the future. And if your sukkah falls down, you've had it 8 days in sukkah, b'chayilish yomayin, you've got to have a sukkah for 7 days. And therefore, he told the person in charge of the household against the Melech, you might have two wives, you're going to choose before Yom Tov which one. But you cannot go mi sukkah le sukkah. The Chachamim there in Daf Kaf Zayin, we Paskadai, argue. And they say, no, on the contrary, Chag HaSukkah is Ta'as Elecho Shivas Yomim, means every day of sukkahs, you can make a sukkah. A Kalavoy, you can make a new sukkah. You want to make a Galivaland, whatever it is, what they do, all. Yeah, in any case, you want to make a new sukkah just for that day, you can do so. Argues with the Chachamim. We don't Paskah like a Blazer, we Paskah like the Chachamim. But, they ask the Maril the following. He asked the Malil, Vamati Lifnei HaMaril, whoever the questioner was, he doesn't say that. I said to the Maril, Heich Odom Rishoi Lechel Besukkas Kaveyoi. How can anybody go to Sukkas Kaveyoi? Get invited. How can you have your children coming in for one meal if you don't have them for all meals? Sukkas Kaveyoi. Umaniach HaShiloi, leave your sukkah. Because we see from the Gemara with the Abeliezer, you can't leave your sukkah. Shemot, maybe he says, only when you got two sukkahs you can't leave it. If you got no sukkah, maybe you can. That's what he asked the Vayil. Somebody asked the Vayil, how is it that we can go out and eat in sukkahs kaveiroi? How can any of us have guests on sukkahs? The Omer Maril, said the Maril, ho'oikalim kaveiroi bechag, somebody eats with his kava bechag, Yochai Lekai Gam Mitzvah Sukkos Soi Lechem B'Kazayis. No, if you go to your Chav B'Chag, it doesn't matter, as long as you eat a Kazayis in your own Sukkah, then you can go and eat meals in somebody else's Sukkah. So he said it doesn't matter. And this whole piece of Maril is brought down in the Shlach HaKadosh also, is a Pella, because he's building himself on the Rebbe Eliezer, who says you can't have one Sukkah for other Sukkahs. We don't paskel like that. So what's his problem to eat besukkas kaveiroi? What's he saying? That you can't do it only if you eat at least the kazayis in your own sukkah. What's the problem? The halacha, you're allowed to have separate sukkahs for every day. You can eat there, you can go there. But what's he discussing? Why does the shlo bring it down? And it's not my kasha. The Mogen Avraham asks the kasha. He quotes this Maril. And he doesn't know what the Maril wants, because we don't paskel like a blazer, and therefore we're free to have guests, we're free to eat other people's sukkahs. Why does the Maril say it? Why does the Shlo HaKadosh bring it down? A short piece of Magen Avraham, I don't know what's going on, because it's not relevant, Ladina. So what was this person asking the Maril? What did the Maril answer? A very good question. He's asked the Maril, can I go down the halachas and shaylus halacha the ma'aser the Maril? There's no question. He should have answered this person. The person asked him, how can I go to sukkahs kaveiroi? He should have answered, we have no problem. You can go gesundheit because we passed it like the guy comment.
Maybe there's enough gemina between sukkah and the sukkah which belongs to you, and the sukkah that belongs to someone else.
Why should there be that difference?
I don't know. Maybe
Okay, let's see. Maybe I'm not saying that will be the difference, but of that line, there might be. He asked, "Is it only by two sukkahs? You got two sukkahs. Why?"
The one with the two wives, Mr. Mo, and both sukkahs.
Yes. Why should that be? Hmm? Let me share with you another little problem. Maybe if I call it a problem. In the Malcha in Sukkah, he brings the following din. That if you make a Sukkah, Osam Mitzchila, Bamukim, Aroyi Litzdaya, somebody builds a Sukkah in a place that he knows he's going to have problems with his Sukkah, Bia Mitzdaya, Bachilosoi, either been eating, Bishiyosoi, drinking, or Bishina. He builds a Sukkah. For instance, he says, Kagoshiyoi, Mikinogim, or Melistin. You can't really use it for all the shinah, let's say. You can't use it for sleeping. If you're nervous, ganovim may come in, or visitors like the foxes may come in. You build this at a place that you're scared and you're nervous and you can't do everything in that sukkah. Yeah? Loi mi boi loi miftaba. If you can't sleep in the sukkah, not only the loi miftaba, afilu ein sukkah bachilu shia. If your sukkah is built in such a manner that we can't do all the functions in it of achila, shasiya, shina, then even if we eat in the sukkah, we also not yaitza. If you build such a sukkah, we're not yaitza anything in that sukkah, because it's lacking in the sukkah. You can't do all that you need to do. Achila, shasiya, ushina, b'loitza, mitzchila, without tzah from the beginning, you're not yaitza at all. Now, you might say, okay, that's a madcha, fair enough. Is that ladina? If we look inside the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, we pass the light, in Simon Tov Reish Mem, the Ramah says very clearly, in also mitzchila, if one makes a sukkah at the beginning, initially, in a place where you can't either eat, drink, or sleep, any of them, or you can't really do just one of them, you can't do the sukkah, because you're scared of listing ganavim, etc. We're not fulfilling our mitzvah at sukkah at all. A filu bitvorim shalai mitzvah. Even to eat during the day, got no problem. Not yaitza, they say, garnish kavitza sukkah. The loy hava ke'endira, it's not ke'endira shiuchalas kol sroch. It's not ke'endira, you can't do everything. And it's no good. I don't think paskut the Ramah. But the problem is, there's a bit of a stira to the Ramah. Because the Ramah himself in Tof Reish Lamed Tes, that was in Tof Reish Mem, says, some people knowing to be makil about sleeping in a sukkah, you find sleeping in the sukkah. Some say because it's cold. It's difficult to sleep in places where it's cold, and that's the allows because of its style. But Rebbeleben, you were more said that if you can't sleep, you're not yet to anything. So what did it help you? To say, well, we got a heter because it's cold in the sukkah. You got no heter because you said that you can't sleep, it's no good. And he says, well, we got a kula only from a doctor to give a business because you can't sleep there. And initially, it looks like the Ramah's being saisa himself, and I think that is what a Mogen Avraham had shver, and maybe I'll be Masbir a Mogen Avraham. So we got here a Maril, we got here a Mate Ephraim, a Maril, a Malcha, and maybe let me share with you a bit of pshat in this. There is a Mishnah which is relevant for some people tomorrow, some people on Shemini Atzeres. I'm not going to discuss that, whether we stay in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres or not. Yeah. But let me read out a Mishnah. Sukkah Shiva. Sukkah is for 7 days. Keitza, Gomar Milecho, if you finished eating. You finished eating on Hashanah Rabbah. Let's say in answer. So you finished eating on Hashanah Rabbah. Lo Yatir Sukkosoi. Don't dismantle your sukkah. Don't take out the tables, the beds, and anything from the sukkah. A Mishnah. But when it comes to mincha time, tomorrow afternoon, Then you're allowed to remove your things if you sleep in there, if you're going out to your house. Because of the covenant of Shmini Atzeres, you want to get your house straight. So from Mincha time onwards, set up your home and get it done. Now, why shouldn't you do it? If you've had your meal at 1 o'clock tomorrow, your Shana Rabba meal, and you're no longer going to eat till Yom Tov, so why on earth shouldn't you immediately dismantle and bring everything into the house? Bring the table and the chairs back in? Why should you wait till Mincha Olamaylon? Says Rashi, because you never know, maybe you're going to eat, maybe some visitors are going to come, you might need to want to nash a bit, we're all human beings, we might want to eat something, and therefore we should not be matir sukkos. That's how Rashi learns. There is, however, a Ran, who the Ran learns differently, pshat in this Mishnah. It's not just a practical thing, because you might still need it. What would be if I know I don't eat? I don't eat between meals, I'm not going to eat till tonight, because I couldn't be able to eat tonight or sooner. So can I dismantle the sukkah earlier? According to Rashi, maybe yes. Come along with the Ran, and the Ran says, Layati sukkos, don't dismantle your sukkah, you've finished eating. Nearly, you know, I think, the Hainu Tama, this is the reason. The Kirim de Omar Rachmona, since the Torah said, Basukah is teish v'shivas yomim. You must dwell in your sukkah for 7 days. Tzorich shetheiloi sukkah kol shiva. You've got to have a sukkah all 7 days. V'ayinu yitoni seifa. That's why it says, Avamayigat keilim en amincha l'mayla. Kaloyimah, that means that Avapi, even though you need a sukkah all 7 days, you must make your sukkah kavah. That must be your kavah. Hoyuli keilim noim, if you've got nice utensils. Matzois, nice couches and beds. Roji, the sukkah called Shiva should be there all 7 days. Afilu alcha, make a yom tov akel shulchan. In the last minute, you can dismantle it. What is this Ran saying? Totally different than Rashi. The Ran is saying, you know what? He's saying a yesod here, mitzvah sukkah. That it's not a mitzvah to eat and sleep and drink and schmooze in the sukkah. The mitzvah that your dira must be in the sukkah. Shivas, the sukkah is teish v'shivas yomim. 7 days you must have a sukkah. And I'll express it better. Your address, your home must be your sukkah. Even if you're not eating, and even if you're sitting here at a shia, and your roof is open, like we mentioned from the Matthew, right? You're here. Where is your address? Your address is your sukkah. Where are you living? It's your sukkah. You finished eating tomorrow afternoon, Hashanah Rabbah, but it's still sukkahs. Your home must be a sukkah all 7 days, even if you don't intend eating. Because on sukkahs we move out, it's same with Diras Kavan, the other Diras Ayat. Your dira, your address, your home is your sukkah. And therefore you can't dismantle your sukkah because you'll be losing your mitzvah. And says the Ran, that's why even after you've eaten, you must keep your sukkah going. And you'll see even more than that, there's a Mishnah on Chof Chesem at base. There's a Mishnah Chof Chesem at base, which says the following, Kol Shivas Hayomim, all 7 days, Odom Oises Sukkosei Kavah, all 7 days you make your sukkah, your fixed living place, Ubeisei Arei, and your house, a temporary dwelling place. And the Gemara is a Braisa, how do you do it? Ketzad, Hoyulei Kelim Noim, if you get a nice kelim, malam the sukkah. You bring them into the sukkah. Matzoris, noise, nice beds, bring them into the sukkah. Because it says in the pasuk, Sukkoteshvu, Kentaduru, Kol Adam, Kol Eyom, Shivas Yomim, Adam, Meis, Kosei, Kvar, Beisoi, Arei, etc. And goes through a whole list. You go to Beisoi, Sukkosei, Kvar, and Beisoi, Arei. And Beyom is a bit of a strange thing. It's not Beisoi, Arei, I think it's Sukkosei, Kvar. What's the Loshan basically? It's because he loved Africa. It means they make that your main dwelling place, and that will be it. If you look at Perush HaMishnayis the Rambam, he says the following. Inyan Kavah, what's the Inyan of Kavah? Shiyala Kelov Hanoim L'Sukkah, bring the nice Kelov to Sukkah, V'yetzir Oysom Batzor Nor V'Toyva Shiyish HaSeh, make it most beautiful. V'yosim Beisei Kamayi Beisei Shimush, make your house as if as a prep place. The house should become the kitchen. V'asuka k'mei beis hadina. The Rambam writes as a halacha beis v'yarei. It's meduyik in the lashon of the Mishnah and the lashon of the Brayza. Doesn't make your sukkah kvar. Svei halachos beis v'yarei sukkos kvar. What's he saying? Beis v'yarei. You must move out of your house. Your address must be your sukkah, like the Rambam says. So you must move. If you're moving out, well, you got this house. You got your holiday house. You got two houses. Name. Your house, your ikadira must be your sukkah. How do you make your ikadira sukkah? By making your base or your narai. Making it your base shimush. You only use it, yes, for serving for certain purposes. But you're living in your sukkah. If you're living in your sukkah, that must be there all the time. And it's mafurish. I heard this from Moshe Shapira, that it's mafurish in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Perkei Melchus Sukkah, Pekvon Bilchus Sukkah Halacha Hei. There's two halachas in the Rambam. I'd love to read it out to you. Pekvon Bilchus Sukkah Halacha Hei. Keitzad hi mitzvah hayeshiva besukkah. How are you mekayim the mitzvah hayeshiva besukkah? We want to learn to be mekayim the mitzvah. We still got today and tomorrow. Let's be mekayim. She oichel v'shaisa, eat and drink v'dar besukkah and live in the sukkah. Kol shiva sayomim. Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla. Could actually go up a base story like you live in your house all year round. The whole Shiva Sayyomim continues to have them all 7 days. Oysa Odom, a space story, Arai. Make your house a temporary dwelling, not the main dwelling. Vesukosi Kva, Shenema, Vesukis Teish, Vishiva Sayyomim. Beautiful. Ketzad, how do you make your sukkah the main dwelling place? Kelim Anoim, your dining room furniture. Matzois Anois, your beautiful leather couches. Basukkah, in the sukkah. Klei Shasiyah, the crystal glasses, Gedashiyahs, Kaisis Basukkah, in the sukkah. Al Klei Achila, the Klei Achila, the saucepans, Kedeirois, Ka'olois, the pans, the finers, cuts the sukkah. Hamanoyah, chandelier, Basukkah, etc. So I'm telling you how you can miss a sukkah. That's halacha hei. The Rambam is not usually repetitive. Now I'll read you out halacha vav. Oichlem v'shayisim v'yishenim v'sukkah. You must eat, you must drink in the sukkah kol shiva. Bein b'yayim bein b'layla. V'osu lechim chutz the sukkah kol shiva. And you must eat outside the sukkah all 7 days. Only if you eat arai, keitzad. Bein yishenim chutz the sukkah, only shin asar, even shin asar. Why are you repeating that? He said a whole beautiful halacha to make a sukkah. And yes, you know what? He's eating, he's drinking. Again, he's repeating. Shtei do tzvei dinim. There's two dinim in mitzvah sukkah. One din is the home on sukkahs, your address on sukkahs, where do you live, where's your postal code on sukkahs? Your sukkah, not your home. Your home is not your address. It's a prep place. Not your address. Your address is be a sukkah. Whether you're there or not. How do you make it a sukkah? By eating, by drinking, by all sorts of things that you do in the sukkah. That is making that sukkah your home. Yeah? Being in all the beautiful furniture, that's making it your home. There's another halacha in the sukkah. That when you do an act of eating, when you do an act of drinking, when you do anything that's an oifen dina, you must do it in the sukkah. But it's a different mitzvah. Where do we get two mitzvahs from? I must say, yesterday, I saw something and I was very pleased. I had a Schwerkeit, and then I saw a Targum Edison, it really pleased me. A Pshat Naposuk. Basukais, Teishu Shivas Yomim. Possibly Pashadema, as we all know. The Sukkah should dwell 7 days. Kol Ezek Be Yisroel, every citizen of Klal Yisroel, Yeshu Basukah should sit in the Sukkah. Okay, the more dashes color, as God, not going into it. But it's just in the language of the Torah. And I say, oh, maybe you come out with different pshatim. Instead of basukois teishu shivas yomim, in the sukkah you should dwell 7 days. Ends off, kol end be son yeshu basukas. At the beginning of the posuk is basukois teishu. The end of the posuk is yeshu basukas. It should say at the beginning teishu basukas shivas yomim. Same language, Teishvu, Kolaz Yisrael, Yeshvu, Basukas. Or at the end of the Pasuk, Basukas Yeshvu. Why? The beginning of the Pasuk is the word Sukkah first, and the end of the Pasuk is Sukkah is afterwards, after the Yeshvu. It is a change in order in the Pasuk. And I was wondering, and I saw the Yonis of Benuzia. The Yonis of Benuzia, when he translates this Pasuk, Basukas Teishvu, Shivas Yomim. But Metalta, in a Sukkah, the trader Fnaya, the two walls, Kilchasam, The third one could be a tefach, and this shade is greater than the sun. Yeah, and you must do the Shem Chag. That is, you must all be in the sukkah at 7 days. And he describes the building of the sukkah, what it must look like. That's how he can say Basukas Teishu Shiva Siyomim. And then, when he saw the Yeshua Basukas, he said, I feel like children and so on, everybody should sit in the sukkah and make a bracha each time they go into the sukkah. You know what? He's learning here, there's two dinim. This person. One din is Basukas Teishu Shiva Siyomim. You know where your address should be. You know what the building should look like. You know what you must build. You must build a sukkah. That's going to be your home. Another logical, as we saw the Yeshua, when you go to do a Maisi Yeshiva, you want to eat, you want to drink, you know where you should do it? Do it basukah. The Pasuk's got here two dinim. One is a din, your address, and one is a din, any activity that you do, even if it's not your sukkah, you must do it inside the sukkah. But there's two dinim in this Pasuk, and that's the change of order, the loshen of the Pasuk. And there's a whole long drosha about all the dinim here. And two sets of dinim, because there's two halachas in sukkah. One is your home, your address, and the other is not your home and your address, but the other halacha is that when you do certain activities, they must be done in the sukkah. And that's the two Rambams. One is how do you make your home, how do you build a sukkah, change your house into an area. The other one is, you know, you must eat outside the sukkah. He says he's sukkah, but the first way to say, he said, you must drink outside the sukkah, must do these activities in the sukkah. This is two different things, two different. So if so, there's no contradiction in the Magen Avraham. And I'll tell you, it's so Maduk in the Ramah. And it's so Maduk in the Ramah. The Ramah writes that if you can't use your sukkah for all of the activities, it's not a good sukkah. And earlier he writes, if you're cold, you don't need to sleep in the sukkah. And there he writes, if you can't sleep in the sukkah, you aren't even the yotzei eating. But if you look at the Ramah, the Ramah says like this. If you build your sukkah in a place that you can't do all of the activities, your sukkah is not a kosher sukkah, it's not a home. A home is where you do everything. You eat, you sleep, you drink in your home. And if you can't do any activity, you haven't built a home. It's not a kosher sukkah for anything. Because it's not a sukkah. It's not a home address. It's not an address. But he says, if you did it me'ikola, if you built it like that, it's not a kosher sukkah. But if you built a sukkah, and you're cold, you can go in the house. The Magen Avraham says, mishum tzina, if it's cold, the truth is you could sleep in the sukkah. Put another sweater on, bring another kind of blankets or cushions, whatever it may be, wrap yourself up warm and you can sleep there. But it's a tikkah for you. So you're going to be cold, says the Magen Avraham. That's what the Ramah means there, the Iyo Yitzah. As the building, you can sleep there. All it needs is a bit more heating, the building. Put an extra heater in, put a bit more clothing on. You can do. So the building is fit for sleeping. It's a kashya sukkah. But if the building is not fit initially for it, for a chilish tzitzit, you can't see the b'nei ganav b'nei list, nothing will help you. Then it's lacking in the building, be'ikola, that's not a good sukkah. And then you're not Yitzah anything. So it's no contradiction between the two. And I think that's what the Book of Avraham means to say, that it's totally different. And if it starts in the middle of Sukkot, if it gets a bit spoiled, like you wouldn't move out of your house if something goes a bit wrong. So it doesn't matter if it happens in the middle of Sukkot, something goes a bit wrong, and you can't do one of the activities there. So only may you come if you built it in such a manner. It's nishtadira, it's kabayis, and therefore it's no good. That is what the Magen Avraham, that is what the Magen Avraham is saying. And if so, maybe you can learn pshat in the Maril. In the Magen Avraham, the Maril is a pella. As we said, he had these two wives, and he wanted to know that, what's it relevant to us? We don't paskel like the Eliezer. We hold that you can go be sukkah the sukkah. So what's the Maril saying? You should still eat the kazayis in that sukkah. The Maril understood the following. Eliezer says, you must have a sukkah, the same sukkah for all 7 days. You got two wives, you can't spend half sukkahs with one wife, half with the other. You must have a sukkah, then a sukkah of 7 days. You know what mitzvah Reb Elezer was talking about? According to Reb Elezer, I'm asking you, you couldn't be a holy derech. You couldn't be a mitzvah if you aren't going to use the sukkah for 7 days. You went into the house in the middle, or you had to travel on sukkahs. It won't be good. It never finds anything according to Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer is talking about what sort of bias must you have to make your address. This must be your one address for 7 days. And if it's not going to be your address for 7 days, only 5 days, he dashes with a positive, it's no good. You must have one address for 7 days. So it's a din in the chetzah of the sukkah, not in the mitzvah of eating and so on, but a din of what the building must be like. And part of your blessing is saying, you must eat in that sukkah. That makes it your building. So they asked the Maharil to go out of the sukkah to eat. If you go out of the sukkah to eat, they asked the Maharil, will I be yoitzav? I might have bought my nice kalim in the sukkah, my good furniture. I might have bought in my beds and everything there. But one of the things to make it into a dira is also eating makes it into a dira. The actual activity of eating. So if I'm invited out for all meals of sukkah, so I'm only giving my sukkah for sleeping, maybe it's no good. Says the Maharil, no, it's no problem. As long as you eat a kazayis, you've shown that this is also a place of eating. You have to be invited out, you have to be invited out, it doesn't matter at all. So the Maharil is fantastic. And therefore, I would like to suggest, if they're the elephant the matter, that the idea that the matter Ephraim says, that you have your roof open at all times during sukkahs, not only when sukkahs comes in, it's just all times, unless you're sure it's going to rain, otherwise leave it open at all times. You know why? The halachic. Because we need to have our address, the sukkah. And every minute we're sitting here, we're being Mekayim, it's a sukkah. Because our home is our sukkah, our address is our sukkah. If we close the roof, we've lost that mitzvah. Because at the time when it's closed, it's not a sukkah. So it's good to have it open as much as we can. So we can be doing other activities, we can be going out with the children, whatever we're doing. But still being Mekayim, mitzvah sukkah, because my sukkah's open, that's my home, that's my address. And that is part of Basukah's Teishvu Shivas Yom. Okay, I don't want to take time from our next accommodating speaker, but yeah, 10 o'clock on behalf of the Gemarid, and let's be the kind of insulin the last. Thank you.